Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to College Basketball Today. Today's date, November 26th. It's Feast Week in Episode 5 of College Basketball Today. And let's begin with our starting lineup with down goes Houston. Houston has not really looked particularly good, in my opinion, at Houston standards. Got picked off in the Players' Error game on Tuesday night in a 76-73 win by Rick Barnes and the Tennessee Volunteers. You got to remember that Tennessee was knocked out by Houston last year. And what can you say about that man right there on your left? Jacoby Gillespie, the transfer from Maryland, was absolutely fantastic, scoring 22 points and 4 assists. Now, he did not shoot the ball great, 5 of 16 from the floor, but this is why Rick Barnes went and got him. If you think about the fact of losing a guard like Ziegler last year, they needed, and the other guard, they needed to go get themselves someone that can go get a bucket. And they had that score, and Jacoby Gillespie, who was absolutely fantastic, with 22 points. You have to look at, obviously, Jalen Carey coming off the bench with double figures in his outing. You know, Jalen Carey, this is a guy, third year, 3 schools, started off at JMU, then went to Vanderbilt. So this was a good win for the Houston team. As for Houston, one of the stud freshmen that we've talked about a lot looked absolutely fantastic. And that's Kingston Flemings. Kingston Flemings was absolutely fantastic in that game, scoring 25 points at 10 out of 15 from the floor, 3 out of 4 from three-point land. Milos Uzon, 17 points. But it was a struggle of both Emmanuel Sharp with only 6 points, Chris Sinek with 5 points, and Tugler with 7 points. So to me, yes, they didn't score well, but that number 76, that's a number you don't get a lot from a team that's being coached by Calvin Sampson. He's talked about this at length. They must dial in defensively. They cannot even with their improved guard play with Kingston Flemings. I don't think they're comfortable playing game in the 70s and 80s. They like to play games in the 50s and the 60s. But what a big win for Rick Barnes and his team in a 76-73 win. Now, you know what game was not close? That was Michigan. And we'll spend some time talking about Dusty May and his troops in our future focus. But that 102-72 beatdown of Auburn was just, it wasn't even a contest. Folks, it was 59-31 at the half. So this game was over before it even started. And you just look up and down the box score and you got, obviously, 5 guys in double figures. Yaxel, London Board with 17. Johnson with 15. Burnett with 15. Then you got guys off the bench giving you 10, 17, and 11. Now, I sit here and I said to you that I was concerned about Auburn going into the year because of the fact that Bruce Pearl stepping down and his son taking over as head coach. Now, you got to remember, Houston only beat him by 1. So I don't know if that's more about Auburn just played way better that game, or maybe we're just overvaluing a Houston team that's not played well as of yet. But still, to win by 30 points, Michigan, we started talking about Michigan State. We talk about Purdue. We'll talk about Indiana eventually, you know, Iowa. the Big Ten is a lot more loaded than we think. And what a job by Dusty May's crew and a 102-72 win over as they took out Auburn. Let's get to the biggest game to me, in my opinion. And that was a 95-85 win by Gonzaga over Alabama. And when you talk about this Gonzaga team, it's interesting because I saw a tweet, and I can't remember who said it, but like if you look at this team, there was a point in the game where I think the ages of the starting lineup of Gonzaga was like 25, 23, 22, 21, and then a 19-year-old kid that came over from Europe. So he was playing an international ball. And it just speaks to just the level of when you get a guy like a Mark Few, when you give him even talent, he's going to beat you. He's going to beat you. And he had no problems getting that game up and down. What can you say about Graham Ike with a double-double with 21 points and 11 rebounds? Grant Foster, you got to remember, Grant Foster wasn't even going to be allowed to be eligible to play this year. Remember? And they had to go to the NCAA and appeal to get him to play. And Tyon was absolutely fantastic in that matchup with 21 points. But then you got to look at the play of Braden Huff. Braden Huff, that's kind of been the guy that's been at Gonzaga, right? Constantly getting better and better and better. 9.3 points as a freshman, 11 points as a sophomore. Now to 16.3 points per game as a junior. So it was a really good win for Mark Few and his troops. Alabama, it was typical Alabama. They got you running. But, you know, it's just a play of, obviously, Aiden Holloway, only 13 points. Filling out with fantastic 29, but Aiden Holloway shoots 4-15 from the floor, right? 2 out of 10 from three. So when you are a team like that, they have to have both of those guards to play extremely well. But what a big win by Mark Few and his troops in a 95-85 win over Alabama. That should put them firmly into the top 10. Let's head to the women's side because the Michigan women had a great, great performance and a 72-69 loss to UConn. Sarah Strong was Sarah Strong. 16 points, 20 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 4 blocks, popped the popcorn, did everything that you needed for that team to get that win. But to me, you got to look at the other side and you got to look at Swords, who was, you know, when you look at a player like Tyler Swords as a sophomore, as a guard, can literally just score. I mean, flat out score. Probably the best player on the floor with 29 points and 9 rebounds in that game. And I want people to understand this. The reason why UConn won is because of post play. The stud transfer, pride of the Jersey Shore, ask yourself a candidate, a kid that I saw grow up in this area, struggled a little bit in that spot against UConn. I'm not worried about Ashley. I know that she's going to step up and play better as the season goes on. Remember, Ashley was transferred from Bucknell, was a stud. I do believe she was Patriot League Player of the Year, averaged a double-double. But Kim Barnes has just done an excellent job with this team, and we'll talk more about them in our future focus. Let's get to the last game. And that was a win by Notre Dame, 61-59, and a big-time matchup between Jazzy Davidson and Hannah Dahlgo. Jazzy Davidson struggled for the floor, particularly from three, 6 out of 15 from the floor, 2 and 8 from three, 14 points, 8 rebounds, key, 8 turnovers. Hannah Dahlgo, good Hannah, bad Hannah, we got good Hannah. 22 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 steals, to what the lady that I probably call the cookie monster, because she steals everything from you, including your lunch money. Notre Dame's going to be up and out because they have to lean on Hannah. But I think it's if that's what they're going to do, to me, they have to do a really good job of defending, because I don't think they can get teams into up and down track meets. That's not going to be their type of game. But if Hannah can play the way that she can play and shoot effectively from the floor, they're going to be in games and they're going to be a tough out because at times she's going to be the best player on the floor. It'll be interesting to see how both teams stack up the rest of the year as they are both, obviously really good basketball teams. And obviously, USC and Notre Dame will play a top flight schedule. Coming up next, we'll get into our future focus. Well, we'll go back to Michigan. We'll look at the Michigan men and Michigan women. Remember, them and only UConn, both teams in the top 10. And we'll look at Liberian Filion and Audrey Cooks. Crooks, oh, she's a stud. We'll be back after this commercial break.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome back to College Basketball Today, Episode 5, and it's time to get into our future focus. Let's begin our focus in Ann Arbor, where the Michigan Wolverines men's and women's team are off to fantastic starts. Right now, UConn and Michigan are the only two collegiate programs in which both teams are in the top 10 nationally. And let's start with the men, who are obviously, after that 102-72 drubbing of Auburn, Dusty May's troops are off to a 6-0 start. So when you look at Michigan, where do you begin? You got to begin with the transfer, Yaxel Lendenborg, who was probably one of the most coveted transfers in this year's cycle. The transfer from UAB is off to a great start, getting you about 17 points a game, or 15.3 points per game, 7 rebounds, 3.3 assists. But what's really good about Dusty May's group is they're scoring up and down the lineup, where you have 7 guys, I do believe, that average at least 7 points per game or more. You got to realize this, folks. In a 40-minute game, Lendenborg leads the team in minutes played per game at 27.5. Now, some of that could be because of the fact that they are blowing teams out. But they just got a flurry of transfers. How about Moraz Johnson, who transferred in league? And this is something I just can't get used to, our guys going from one school to another school in league. Moraz Johnson, the 6'9 monster, who did a great job with Brad Underwood, is now at Michigan. He's giving you about 13.6, 6.8. So think about those two, and then you have to keep going, right? Or Roddy Gale Jr. Roddy Gale is someone that's in his second year. Where did he come from? I don't know. Some school called Ohio State. Another school in league. And he's doing a good job coming off the bench, giving you about 11.7 points per game. What is my thing here? Dusty May can coach. And I want people to understand the importance of getting college coaches who have collegiate head coaching experience at these Power 5 schools. Michigan messed up when they went with Jaron Howard. I'm sorry. I know he had Phil Martelli next to him, but they needed a guy, an experienced guy as a head coach. Mike Woodson was at Indiana. They messed up. Look at what they're doing already this year. It's important that you have guys that know how to deal with all of this, including the transfer portal. So what a great start by Dusty May and the Michigan Wolverines, who are off to a fantastic start. Well, not to be outdone by Dusty May is the women's team at Michigan. And they're playing great basketball. They're up to number 6 in the country. And when you look at Kim Barnes, by the way, let me just say this real quick. Lendeborg, Pensauken. Kim Barnes went to Montclair State. Hannah Hidalgo, Jersey. Olivia Miles, Jersey. Zoe Brooks, Jersey. Michaela Blakes, Jersey. Coach Young, Jersey. So Jersey's in the building. I just want to make sure I get that out there before I get back to the Michigan women. But they've been off to a great start. 5-1 record. Just playing really good basketball, this team. And it's been a little bit of a mix. Number one, it's been the play of Olivia Olson. Olivia Olson, a stud sophomore, one of the best pure scorers in the country, in my opinion. It's giving you about 18 points per game. And playing really well. Then you got to look at Silas Swords, another sophomore, 6 foot out of Ontario, Canada. And we talked about that 29-point performance she had versus UConn. Mila Holloway, another sophomore, 5'10", playing good basketball. And then you got to talk about Tiala Delfossi. By the way, guess where she's from? You guessed it, New Jersey. Shout out to Ewing High School. Coach does a great job in that program. Ewing's been there. Coach Reynolds has been there for a while. But Michigan is just playing really good basketball. And Kim Barnes, I thought this was going to be a big year for Michigan because I felt like they've been a top 20, 25 team, but they don't make that inroad in the tournament. They got the mix of players. And Kim Barnes, who came over from St. John's, has done an unbelievable job there. And now Michigan has two teams that are in the top 10 and two teams I think are serious threats, folks. I'm being serious, to go to a Final Four. Let's get to a couple of players that are playing well. And let's start with LeBaron Failon, who is quicker than a hiccup, getting you 20.7 points per game, 56% from the floor, 5.7 assists, 2.7 rebounds. You got to remember, he flirted with going to the NBA draft. And with Sears graduating and obviously Grant Nelson being gone, Big Cliff being gone, Nails has kind of put the ball in his hands, him and Aiden Holloway. I watched what he did to Rick Pitino at MSG. And he does it night in and night out. This guy is one of the most exciting players in basketball. I love the fact that he's shooting about 37% from three. But LeBaron is playing really good basketball, and it's someone that is fun to watch, and you got to make sure you watch him. Let's head to the women's side. Audie Crooks, have you watched this kid play? This is the closest thing I could think to in Shaq in the low post. She is immovable. Folks, she's getting 26 points per game. Timeout. In 25 minutes, the kid averages more points per game than minutes per game, shooting 76%. She hits her free throws at 73%. I'm going to tell you this right now. If Audie gets the ball in the low post, it's game over. You can single, double, triple, behind, three-quarter, full front. If she gets the ball, turn out the lights, the party's over. But the party's not over on college basketball today. Coming up next, we'll preview some big games, including Florida versus Duke. We'll take a look at North Carolina versus Kentucky. And we'll take a look at two other games, including UConn versus Kansas, after this commercial break as we wrap up college basketball today. Welcome back to College Basketball Today. I told you I had more to talk about. And you know what that it's time for? It's time for the Final Four. Fastest 4 minutes of college basketball talk that you can find anywhere. And let's begin with a huge matchup in ACC-SEC Challenge as what we thought could have been a national championship matchup until Houston ruined it in that comeback. It's Florida-Duke. And when you look at it, to me, the key matchup, you got to go right to the pivot. Alex Condon, who had a phenomenal year last year and flirted with the NBA draft, getting you almost a double-double at 17.2 points per game, 9 rebounds, 2.6 assists, is going to be matched up with the Bruiser. That's Cameron Bruiser, who's getting you about 21.1, 9.9, 4 assists per game. The game's going to be one in a pivot. Two teams that are very good defensively. Now, one thing of note is the slow start of Xavier Lee. He has not played well. People are talking about it's because he went from Harvard to Florida. It's Matt getting him and Boogie on the same page. Throw out Boogie. Throw out the other Boozer twin. Throw out Xavier Lee. The pivot's going to decide this matchup. And it's going to be a great one to watch as Florida takes on Duke. Matchup number two, it's another big matchup. And we've talked a little bit about Caleb Wilson and what he's doing at Carolina. This is a freshman that doesn't get the respect of some of the others, but should, with a top 10 national player. Caleb Wilson's getting you 20.5 points per game, 10.3 rebounds per game. And they're going to go ahead and they're going to take on Mark Pope and Kentucky at 4-2. Kentucky just don't seem right to me right now. And I think when you have these teams, especially with the transfers, it takes a little bit of time to kind of get teams going, especially when you're really loading up on the transfer market or the college, or with freshmen. One thing of note, I want to make sure I mention, the NCAA is going to pass legislation. They may have just already passed it, in which the transfer window is going to be shortened down. I want to say it's maybe 15 days, and it starts after the Final Four. And Lord, thank you that they've done this. I'm sick and tired of coaches trying to talk to kids. They're in season, but the other kid's out of season. I don't like it. So kudos to the NCAA if they got this right. Shorten down the window. Let's figure it out. And don't start until after the Final Four where everyone's on an equal playing ground. Let's get to the third matchup. That's UConn at Kansas. When you look at this matchup, I want to see how Dan Hurley's team responds because they did not play well and that loss to Arizona. When you look at Kansas, we just got to see, can they make it without Darren Peterson? He's so dynamic and so important to their offensive flow and their offense that I don't know. I don't think they're definitely not a top 25 team without him. I'll say this. In the loaded Big 12, they're in the middle of the pack. That's a problem. So they got to find other scorers, Bill Self, and they got to get the kid back. Let's head to a big matchup in a women's game. As Kim Caldwell, who's doing a great job at Tennessee, they finally went out of the Tennessee family, and she will bring good old Rocky Top to UCLA to take on Lauren Betts and the UCLA Bruins. This is a big-time matchup. UCLA has played a bunch of teams. Corey Close has done a great job, but I'll say this. They're going to be decided by me if they get themselves to a Final Four and win a national championship. Let's get to our buzzer beater, and I want to start it off with a little bit of a soundbite by head coach at then Arizona, Adia Barnes.
And he's like in that fourth quarter, the beginning, and we still had 10 minutes. So they did everything they can. I'm proud of them. And TCU is a better team, and they should be better. Way more experience, spends a lot more money. They should be a lot better.
And the reason why I'm bringing this up is Kim Barnes left Arizona because she didn't think she had a competitive advantage in regards to NIL. And she took her talents to SMU in Dallas, right by TCU. And she had some comments to say about who got hired and said, if you look across the country in the recent hires, they've hired all mid-major unqualified people because they don't really care. Well, go look at what's happened to her team, losing to Grand Canyon, North Texas, and St. Louis. Meanwhile, go look at Becky Burke, what she's doing in Arizona, Larry Vickers at Auburn, and Molly Miller at Arizona State. Adia does a hell of a job. Stay on the press conferences, coach that team up like the We Know You Can, and get SMU back on track. We'll be back with another episode of College Basketball Today next week. Happy Thanksgiving. And remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.